Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to All About Guitar with Jeff Lowell, only on LA Talk Radio.
Amazing instrument. It has developed into an incredible voice in today's music. So many types of guitars, so many styles of playing, all sorts of gear. How does one make their voice be heard as a guitarist? My name is Jeff Floro and welcome to All About Guitar, where we talk tone, we talk technique, we talk gear. Where we discover how we can become better musicians in a world of constantly changing technologies. Where we take a good look at everything guitar. And sometimes not exactly guitar, but just as important. So we can be more successful as a musician in today's music scene. So sit back and relax, and let's explore All About Guitar. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to All About Guitar. We have a great show for you tonight, and I'm really honored again to have back Andrea Lisa, who is, it's almost been about a year since I've seen you, and an amazing guitar player. Amazing songwriter and vocalist. And tonight we're going to take a look at some upcoming pieces that she's been recording and writing and for a new album that should be coming out hopefully soon. And, I'll just start with that, but I just want to welcome you first and then tell me a little bit about this album and what you're trying to do. Because I've listened to some of the, as I was doing my research this weekend to do the pull the clips. She's been known, and we played on the other show. She's got a very strong jazz influence and a very strong funk type of influence, but she's doing a lot of other new and interesting things. And it just amazes me the versatility, what I'm hearing, and with the pieces that you're doing, both instrumental and vocal. So tell me a little bit about what you're compiling here of songs. Is there a concept behind the album, or are you just kind of randomly doing songs?
At the moment, I'm kind of randomly doing songs. I'm definitely going to be releasing probably the three songs, maybe as an EP, or maybe as singles. But the full album is still coming. It's still, and it will be this year as well, probably at the end.
Which 3D are you going to release?
Ruptured. Meet Me Again. And a new version of So Sweet.
Okay. Oh, that's great. Yeah, this new version is kind of interesting. Well, let's start out. I have a clip here, and this one's kind of long. It's one of the longer ones I've put on the show. It's 2 minutes and 30 seconds. The piece is much longer. But there's three main sections that I pulled from it. And first of all is the main guitar riff that sets up the song. It's the second verse where you go into the second verse. And then she's singing. And I want you guys to listen if you can hear in the background she's comping, how she comps against it, because she's kind of rhythmically playing against the lyric. And there's also a Rhodes in there, and they're very similar sounding. Mm-hmm. It was, for a minute, I'm like, that's a kind of cool Rhodes part. Then I noticed, no, that sounds like a guitar. So I had to go back and listen a couple of times. And then at the end, the third part that I have, there's the lead that you do. And then she scats to the lead, which is very, very cool. And, I mean, some of the riffs that she's doing, the voice, she's following it, and they're not easy to sing. So I was impressed with that. So anyway, let's go ahead and play this clip. It's So Sweet. And this is a redo of a previous recording that you had. Okay, so let's take a listen and then we'll talk a little bit about what you're doing on it.
Mm-hmm.
it's okay. I like it that way. You're just like a harmony.
A great scat. Now,
thank you.
Before we get into the song, what I want to know is what guitar were you using there? Or were you using several different guitars? Because those tones are, you're getting some interesting sounds.
Yeah. Funny story about that guitar. I was hanging out at a friend's studio in December, just kind of jamming out one night, and picked up this random guitar and it didn't have a name on it or anything. Just started playing it and loved it. And I was like, and one of my friends there, Dave, he was like, yeah, I got that guitar from my neighbor. He buys these guitars online. They're not expensive. And he like sets them up and does some stuff to them. And I was like, man, it feels so great. It's like a fake Strat.
Oh, okay. Right? So that's the one, the Strat that I've seen you playing on Facebook.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's so easy to play because I've gone through so many Strats. I mean, I know there's so many, but I bought one before, ended up selling it because I just haven't found the right neck. But I like playing this neck on this one.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, I don't know, so simple to play, but I'm going to change the pickups, maybe, thinking about what to do there, but I don't know, I like it.
Now, was that direct or were you using an amp?
I was using an amp. Actually, no. Yeah, I use an amp.
What, do you remember what it was? Fender?
It was not Fender. Hmm. It was like some no name, nothing.
Really? Not serious. A boutique one? Or
no. No tube.
No tube, solid no state. Tube. Okay. Because it was, you get that kind of glassy type of sound to it, though it's warm, though. It had a lot of warmth, which I'm shocked that you want to change the pickups, but maybe it doesn't have a lot of output. Is that what the problem is?
I don't know. It's actually not even a noise. The pickups aren't even noisy, mm-hmm. which is another good thing about them. I just want a little bit more kind of grunt to them, you know? So maybe you can tell me about that. I need to do some more research.
There's so many different pickups. But, yeah, we can talk about that. Now, was that guitar on all of it? Or because that comping thing that you were doing, which is really cool. Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing. That one guitar. That's how versatile that guitar is.
Yeah.
But it's great. And this is a good clip that kind of shows great front lick, that little riff that you do at the opening, mm-hmm. that little guitar thing. And then how you comp, it's rhythmical because it's kind of a shuffly, mm-hmm. it's kind of a funky shuffle, and then you're playing around, you know. What I want to ask you is how do you approach the playing, especially in this new material, how do you what are you looking at in terms of how what's your approach to obviously you're a singer-songwriter, mm-hmm. so the lyrics are important, the vocals are important, but you do things that enhance what's happening, and that's one of the things that I think as a guitar player and a good guitar player, you have the knowledge to really be effective behind the vocal. So I just kind of want to get in your head a little bit about that is your approach, and feel free to demonstrate if you want to show something. But mm-hmm. how do you, in terms of especially these new songs, what's your approach in terms of your guitar playing?
I just kind of want, I want the vocals and the guitar to like kind of be kind of like almost like you're sewing. It's got to be like seamless mm-hmm. and kind of interweave into each other in and around. You know what I mean? It's mm-hmm. almost like like the guitar and the voice are doing like the same phrase.
Mm-hmm.
So like on So Sweet. I'll like sing in between that. I'm thinking about that day that you just made. And I'll do like the accent kind of things. You just made. Have revolutionized what may.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't really think about it too much. I kind of just go with what I feel. Depends on what I've just been inspired by, you know. One of the other songs, Meet Me Again. So I just keep the guitar part
mm-hmm.
so simple. But when I stop singing, I'll like play like a picking pattern kind of unintentionally.
Meet Me Again, can you demonstrate that?
And I have to like go back and transcribe it and mm-hmm. then make it a part. Because I'll like the way I write songs, I'll just use my voice memos. So... You and I could try like that, you know.
So you're
Mm-hmm. So I like to go in between, so that's like giving you something, like I say, you and I could try,
mm-hmm.
and then da 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 da, in the guitar. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, it's interesting because the way you these pieces, there's not a lot of layering. There's a couple of songs where you're doing some this stuff. Well, in this one, there's like a lot of vocals, but in terms of the rhythm section, it's very basic. Mm-hmm. And what I've noticed is what you play, even though you're not playing all of the strings and your voicings sometimes tighter, but it's really full. I mean, it's amazingly full for that, for not a better word, lack of instruments.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, I know that's intentional, but it's a very full sound.
Mm-hmm.
Now, also, too, when you were doing, and we're going to play some of these other clips, I'll play... Meet Me Again in a minute so you can hear mm-hmm. what she's talking about. But the other thing is, in terms of the arrangements and stuff, obviously vocally you're very precise and you that's all pretty straightforward. How much latitude do you give the other musicians, or did you have specific things, bass lines, certain things that you wanted? How much was that written out, so to speak, and how much was left to improvisation?
This time around, I'm usually very, very specific. When we recorded Meet Me Again, So Sweet, and Ruptured, I recorded on Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
And, we had no rehearsal, and I actually had an amazing guy, that was meant to, play, but he hurt his hand at midnight. The keyboard player.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wake up to like probably 12 text messages from the bassist mm-hmm. and the videographer. And he's like, you know, this guy's hurt his hand and blah, blah, blah. So I got this other guy. So I basically met the drummer and the bass player on the day of the the drummer and the piano player,
mm-hmm.
the day of the recording. And I just, I rehearsed the band like probably, it was like half an hour to go over the songs. And it was really fast. So for Meet Me Again, your question about how much sort of leeway I give, we kind of did it and I stopped. I wanted the song to be super like open,
mm-hmm.
But huge. So that sound exactly what you're saying, like, you know, simple but massive.
Yeah. So you want a lot of space, but it's still.
Yeah.
Did you find yourself, because of that situation, you weren't familiar with that keyboardist, did you find yourself playing more on your guitar part? Were you planning on playing less and have the keyboarder interact? Or you just kind of just.
Yeah, I had him kind of just fill over what I was doing. I just went in knowing what I was. I just do what I do and wanted him to kind of go around. And they did great. Amazing,
oh, they sound great. Well, let me play musicians. That. So this is Meet Me Again, and you'll hear what she did when she recorded this. Here we go, Meet Me Again. Some tasty keyboards, nice little string thing, and those little just those little tinkles on the Rhodes.
Yes, Michael Reganese. And also I have to let you know who mixed and did some production as well, is a amazing guy named James McMillan.
Mm-hmm.
And he's in London and has worked with a lot of amazing musicians like Sade, and in fact he played trumpet on, you know, Sweetest Taboo, and mixes for a lot of awesome people. So he mixed that, and
the blend of the vocals, because there's a lot of stuff going on there. That's not easy. I mean, your voice works, you blend well to yourself, I mean, no problem. But what you're doing to get it to be that homogenous, because you're doing different lines and they kind of go in and out. I mean, the vocal arrangement's awesome. Great vocal arrangement.
Thank you.
You don't hear stuff like that where it's really interesting what you're doing in there,
mm-hmm.
you know. And then you're using the chorus, so to speak, to accent words. That's what I like. They just sing one little
mm-hmm.
thing and then they
yeah.
do another yeah. one that brings to mind to me that does that a lot is a totally different style. Joni Mitchell would do that.
Oh, Joni Mitchell.
She would do those little accents.
Wow.
but yeah. You'll just make a chord of a word in the lyric, and it just like punctuates it. So it's, but again, that one guitar is just like, that thing is just solid right through it. I mean, yes, it's simple, but the way you voice the chords, the way that progression, it just drives the whole thing. Everything else is like an accent. So even the bass that came in, now the song goes farther. I just played a small clip of it. It goes into a full with the full rhythm section, but the bass kind of just enhances. It's just accenting what you did, but yeah. That's the core.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be interesting to see that perform live, because it's an interesting. It's a, you know, to get that space that you have in that recording, that's going to be interesting. That's the challenge to me live, because it's so noisy in a club or whatever, you know.
In fact, Ben Shepherd, who was the bassist, when he just plays kind of beautiful melodic lines in and around it. It's when you hear it, it's great. And
yeah, no, he's everybody on that thing is just taste.
Yes, Channing Cook Holmes was on the drums.
Mm-hmm.
And on the vocals was Katia Corinne and Catherine Washington.
Oh, it wasn't just you.
And I kind of had me as well.
Yeah, but I thought it was all
no,
you.
No, it's not all me. No.
Ah.
It's not all me. And they came up with some of those parts, and we just kind of jammed it one night. And that's like the whole thing about this song, Meet Me Again. I actually did something that I haven't done before, which was like write a song and go straight into the studio.
Mm-hmm.
I literally wrote the song in December. I remember hanging out with both of those girls one night and saying, yo, listen to my new song that I wrote. And my friend Katia, she always like jumps in on anything. So she starts singing, then Catherine starts singing, and then all of a sudden it was this beautiful thing.
Well, normally when you write a song, you road test it first before you record it, like you play
exactly.
It
exactly,
so you always play it live. That's interesting.
And I'm usually like this, you know, over the top, pick everything apart type of person, and I just decided I'm gonna go record this, and we did. We recorded on like I think 2 weeks later.
Now, when you wrote that song, I don't know, maybe it's too quick, but did it come out the way you expected, or it surprised you?
Kind of surprised me.
Where were you going with it originally?
Oh, man, I was just trying to express some feelings. That's it.
Because it was, it sounds loose enough where it was not, it doesn't sound fully improvised, because what they're doing is... You can't improvise some of those harmonies. Yeah, they might have made a head chart, but it's got to be precise or it won't work. It's got to be tight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it still feels kind of open, you know, in the sense of it's not, you know, it's not like a strict classical symphony that's just, you know what I'm saying?
Where it's
just
like, exactly.
It's very, you know, precise, more controlled. It seemed very open.
Mm-hmm.
But it's an interesting arrangement. I think it's really nice, and it really opens the way the rhythm section is, because there's not as many instruments there. It really lends itself to really show the vocals, and it's just a great and credit to James. I mean, the sound of your voice and just the ambience, the overall sound of that whole thing is just amazing.
Yeah, he's amazing. He is awesome.
Now, was that with that Strat, or was that what was that guitar?
Yeah, that Strat.
Oh, okay. Just all of it. There was nothing. This is amazing. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you want to change those pickups. I don't know. They sound really good. You might have to get another guitar for live, because that guitar, you know, if it sounds that good, I don't know if you want to mess with it. It's really a great.
See. I actually haven't played it through like my favorite amp yet, so I need to try it in a Fender.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to see what, because it sounds great.
Yeah.
Now, you don't remember what you were using amp-wise for that, or was that direct?
It might have been... I don't even know. Okay. I think it was direct.
That sounds good. I mean, it has a nice sound to it. He must have used some type of plug-in, because it sounds...
James is like... He's the man. He is the man.
Well, let's let's take a listen to, I'm going to play Ruptured. Mm-hmm. And get a little bit more. This is you. This is guitar instrumental. Do you want to set up the clip a little bit? In particular, what you were going for?
Mm-hmm. Sure. So, what is it? So this song has like a guitar, like pickup. I just kind of wanted to write like a piece that had kind of like interesting melodies.
Mm.
Like that I kind of like this so I wanted to have something like legato, something staccato, and then it goes into like a melody, and then kind of rock out a little bit. And that's like a unison thing that I play with the bass, some overdrive, and then go back into.
I love those rhythmic hits. That's just really cool. You'll hear it in a minute.
Yeah.
It's just like you do a lot when you do rhythmical stuff. It's very kind of a hip type of a funk to it. It's just I love those type of breaks. They're fun to play. Okay, well, let's take a listen to this, and we can get into more detail what you're doing. This is Ruptured. Bass part.
Oh man!
Now, I went just for the guitar to show because I haven't heard you shred. That's the first time I've really heard you go, and that's a great sound. That now, what were you using on that? I was pointing.
Same guitar, not this one. I was using the Strat.
That's a nice sound. Now, do you remember? Were you using a distortion device or were you just cranking?
I was
up
using the Boss OD3.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, overdrive.
Same.
And a little bit of like a touch of delay.
Just a little bit of delay on it. And then same type of amp, that same little amp that they were using. That's a great sound. But I've never heard you really just rip like that. That's cool. And I can see the influence of you playing around town because that's that type of stuff. I love those hits, those rhythmic hits that you're doing in there. It's very a lot of the fusion stuff that I've listened to a lot over the years, those type of breaks are just really, really,
really
cool.
Yeah, I love fusion.
Yeah.
I love it.
You can hear the influence.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's very, very, I hope you do more of that.
I will.
Nudge,
I will.
Nudge.
Always.
You got to maybe do another cut like that on the album, because it's just great playing. I mean, and it's good to hear you play lead. Now, let's talk a little bit about that, the approach to that song. So you broke down those different parts.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how did you, it sounds like you pretty much let those guys do what they needed to do in the, because I hear there's the Rhodes, and then he's doing a little bit of a string thing when you're going on in the back. There's a pad back there. What was going on when you're doing the lead? I'm trying to think, what were you doing a rhythm guitar part too?
No.
Okay.
That was just like, we did three takes of that. We just took the third take and just kept that one.
So when you go to the lead, they're just, they're driving it.
Yeah. I think the main thing was I just wanted them to keep it kind of simple, but to kind of take their own kind of vibe on it. And another thing that I wanted was that the, like, those parts were just really together, like real unison.
Mm-hmm.
And for all of us to, even the drums, I had Channing going through and playing all those hits.
Now, did you write that out, or he just heard it? You just played it to him and he picked it up?
I sent him a demo like a few days before
of
me just playing it. So they all just listened to those demos a few times and came in.
Because I noticed too, the keyboard players, when you do that little turnaround that you do, that mm-hmm. riff, he kind of grabbed that.
Yeah, yeah.
It was kind of interesting.
I had some sheet music there, so.
Oh, okay.
Ben is an exceptional reader as well, so.
Three takes, and that was the third one. That's amazing. Yeah. I mean, that just tells you the quality of musicianship is great. I mean, I don't know what to say. It's
LA.
Very simple, yeah. It's simple, but it's to the point, and it really drives. I know that's going to sound awesome live. That's a very, very interesting one.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk a little bit about, we had talked a little bit before the show, and I'm just curious to see your thoughts on this. You had said that this set of songs that you've been writing, you've simplified a lot of what you're playing.
Mm-hmm.
You wanted to make them a little more simpler, more direct songs.
Mm-hmm.
Can you elaborate a little bit more where you're coming from and how is this different from, besides that, I mean, how is it different from what you've done before?
I think the main difference is that the way I've been writing songs over the last few months especially, since I got here, when I met you the last time, when I came for a short time, my life has changed a lot. And so now I'm feeling like another level of depth in my lyrics. I've been finding that now when I'm writing songs, I write the lyrics and the melody first. Whereas before it was kind of anything. I could write the chords or I could do it at the same time. But now I'm writing the song and then putting the chords to the music. But the strange part about that is I'm not searching for any chords. Everything is all in my head.
So you hear it as you sing it.
Everything. And my ears have kind of evolved somehow. So I've been writing these songs where I sing the verse a few times and then I pick up the guitar, I find out what key it's in, and I'll play every chord, like pretty much it just happens.
Without any thought, right there.
Like, without thought. I might play one or two. I'm like, oh, no, that's not the sound I'm looking for. Maybe I meant this chord. If it's like, you know, in this key, which minor chord am I looking for? You know, I'll try my options and, you know. But it's kind of like the guitar is just latching on to what's happening. Whereas I'll show you a different song where I wrote the guitar part first and put the vocals over the top.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Maybe I'll show you that one, and then I'll show you a brand new song where okay. I wrote. Yeah.
Go ahead.
This is a guitar part for a song that I wrote probably 2 years ago. So that's like, I mean, I'll never stop doing cool guitar parts or whatever if it comes to me, and then putting music to it. But that's just what's been happening with my writing lately. Anyway, I'll sing the top, a little bit of the song.
Right.
It's called Safely Nowhere. So many days, weeks, months, that I, the you, that we have gone away. Too many places to count. Cities, mountains, ancient history. Being away so long, I miss that birthday, a wedding, and your house warming. I couldn't make it back that far. And on that day, I happened to be playing. Oh, no one knows when my home is, but I'll be good. I'll be right here, staying safely.
It's called Safely Nowhere. Okay. Mm-hmm. No, it's interesting because you can see the structure, the way, at least what I'm picking up from way that you have the harmonic progression of it. It's you're kind of the voice. It kind of determines where you're going to go vocally. Mm-hmm. It's like predetermined. So, you know, harmonically and rhythmically what's happening, it's pretty straightforward.
Yeah. So. It took me a long time, though, to be able to sing and play the song at the same time, especially with this part. What was the second line? So many days, weeks, months, that I, the you, that we have gone away. Like, I really had to shed that tune. Like, I could do the guitar, but it was really difficult to get the rhythm on the vocals too.
Well, that's a nice little the finger picking filigree thing that you're doing there, and it's not that simple to do. I can tell by the way you're playing. It's not, and then also that rhythm. There's a certain little rhythm to that. That gets it's part of that feel. That's a kind of a folk, more folk based.
Yeah.
Okay. Now show me something where the lyric and the song and it went the other way.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. There's two, because there's Society. I can play a bit of Society.
Okay. Well, go ahead and play a little bit of Society, because the clip I'm going to show of it is your guitar solo.
All right. Cool. I'll sing like a verse and a chorus of this one. I just wrote the song maybe a month ago, I think. Oh, no. I wrote it in December. Yeah.
Beautiful angel came across from where I let society take control of where I'm going, make my mind up for me. Visually strangling me, I can't see. I can't see Through this fog, the empty promises you said were happy and sweet. I can't taste it, I can't feel it, just an empty victory. And you keep on telling me what I need. Oh. And now I'm free. I followed you for a long time. I followed you for a long time. And now I'm free. I followed you for a long time. Society.
Let me do the second verse.
Go ahead, go ahead.
You have time? Right.
Naming labels on my actions, putting full stops where I don't need, be it music, tradition, religion, naming sexuality. Out of my atmosphere, so I can breathe.
It's interesting now. Because I've heard the rhythm section, and there's a whole thing going. They're moving through there. She's basically accenting what she's doing vocalized rhythmically and stuff. Like you'll hit the chord to emphasize words and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then there's that little groove, that little thing with the low strings, which is kind of cool. Let me play the clip real quick. And this part is after there's no vocals on this. This is a rough mix. And but I have the part where she does her solo, but you can get a feel of what's going on rhythmically where she was just singing. So let me play this for you. Where is it? Society. Here we go. Now, it's interesting, now that I heard the voice, mm-hmm. the vocals in it, the solo guitar is doing similar to what your voice is, what you're doing with your lyrics, mm-hmm. is you're hitting certain words and musically. So you da 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 ba ba da, you're doing that kind of thing, and you do it on the guitar, which I thought was kind of cool. Now it makes sense what was going on. But an interesting type of a way of bringing out, punctuating the lyrics to mm-hmm. me. I thought that was interesting what you're doing there. It's a little different. But mm-hmm. I can see where it's vocal driven. The guitar is kind of just, that's a cool groove what you're doing in there, what's happening with the other instruments in there. But the thing is that it's just basically, it's following. It's not really comping, but it's kind of rhythmically following what's going on, and then you hit all the accents, that kind of thing. So I think that was interesting. Now, there was more than one guitar there, right?
Yes. So that's a shaked steel string.
Oh, okay.
And that whole track is kind of, yeah, it's all me. In that solo, I have probably like 4 different guitar parts.
No, that's all the Schecter we're using, because it sounded like electric.
No, all Schecter. I just played it in different ways. Like, there's one part that's like, you know what I mean? And mm-hmm. then when I'm soloing, I had like parts that were like, but then I had other parts where I'd use the pick sort of closer to the
because that one's that riff that you just played, it sounded more electric.
So I would like, I'd play some parts like kind of warm, but then I'd play it sort of closer to the bridge.
And I like those little staccato type of muted things you're doing. That's that's great arrangement of guitars. I mean, you're doing a lot of really interesting things, but another great groove, and I just love the rhythmical hits that you do. In this case, it follows the lyric. The lyric is the part that's really determining that.
So it's a message. You know? It's about how we just been, you know, living, trying to do what anybody else is trying to tell you what to do, you know, in society and mm-hmm. technology and whatever, school.
Well, let me ask you this real quick. It's a little off tangent, but I think it's important. And that is from last year, from a year ago. So you've been in and out, you've been around America and in a whole different world for the last year. How has that changed your outlook, and how has it changed your writing?
Well, in the last year, I've definitely had like a spiritual awakening, definitely. So much more aware, and I just feel like I have a deeper understanding mm-hmm. of my purpose, mm-hmm. and that has changed my writing a lot. And with what you said before about, you know, now that you hear the guitar part, in society, it kind of matches my lyrics. Now it's like when I play my instrument, I'm only trying to sing. Like, whatever I'm playing on the guitar is like something that I would sing. So when it comes to licks, like I've spent a lot of time over the years like playing Frank Gambale licks, you know,
mm-hmm.
and learning exercises. You know, like doing things, but it's like now I just want to play just what I hear in my head. Mm-hmm. So when the guitar solo sounds like my lyrics, or it's just because I'm just singing.
Well, that's you. Singing. Yeah, that's you, a singer singing on the guitar.
Yeah, and it's in with regards to what you were saying about what's kind of happened. It's just, I think, more just life.
Mm-hmm. Well, talking about society and about, you know, society putting, you know, trying to put restraints on,
mm-hmm.
do you find yourself now, and as a woman too, is it opened up more? Do you feel that out now it's not as, it's okay? I mean, I don't know how to say it, but I mean,
I know exactly
are you seeing prejudice or more prejudice or less prejudice?
Personally, I think like less.
Mm-hmm.
I think less, but it's like all up to you. You know, because there's so many people out there who somehow are seeing more. I feel like it's less.
Because I've always felt that it doesn't matter your gender. It's what you do.
Exactly.
If you're a great vocalist, whether you're a man or a woman, or you're a great guitarist or a great mm-hmm. writer, it has no gender. It's just you're great.
Exactly.
Whatever you do.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad to hear that. because it's hard labels. To tell. I mean, most of the people I know are pretty positive, but most of the people that have had on the show, most of the women, they're very clear and very focused on what they want to do and what they're doing. And I think that's part of it, too. If you have a purpose and you have a good, clear idea where you're going, that kind of sets it up.
I mean, I used to walk into guitar stores and like, you know, yo, can I try that Gibson up there, the one on top? It was like, what? The one for $3,500? I'm like, yeah, that one. Oh, you know what? Let me show you this pink one over here. It's on special too for $150. Back then, I used to get mad. Now, when I go in there and they'll be like, I'm like, can I try that guitar? I mean, it's a lot better here in the States because there's so many amazing female musicians around the world. I've been to many music stores.
Mm-hmm.
9 out of 10 of them will just be like, no, try that one, little girl. But now, if it happens, I'll just be like, give me any guitar. I don't even care. Whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't get offended, and it's just hilarious anyways.
Well, we're out of time again, and I want to give you a chance to play something to take us out. But first, can you tell us anything, what's going on, what's happening with you? If there's a, you know, are you going to be in the States a little longer? Are you going to be playing out here? Are, you know, anything coming up that we might be able to hint to or allude to?
Well, I'm not doing any shows at all. I love going, I've been going to a lot of jam sessions and playing around, but I am in the process of getting my US visa at the moment, and I am almost there. It's going to be awesome. Hopefully everything goes amazing and I'll be based here doing, and then I can do some of my own shows.
Okay.
I do have a tour coming up, which will be announced soon.
Okay. No.
So everybody can just stay tuned.
Check out www.andrealisa.com and all the info will be there. And then, of course, we'll be posting too when you give us the information. I'll definitely post that on the Facebook page so that people can know if you're playing, especially if you're playing in the States, they can come see you. So, again, AndreaLisa.com. This stuff is great. I'm really excited for it because this is some great music and it's much needed today. I think we need this kind of diversity and this type of what you're doing. You're doing a lot of different styles and you're doing a lot of different things, and I think that's exciting. What do you want to take us out with?
What vibe do you feel?
It give me something funky and cool.
All right, okay. Hold me, kiss me slowly. You're my body's favorite thing. And tell me on the daily that you love me. I'll do the same. Changing, make me want to have your name. You're a love that everyone deserves to find. You're the only one who made me change my mind. I'ma settle down, I'ma love you for a lifetime. Oh, not worried about what's on the other side. We'll figure it out as we take pride. As long as you're next to me, we'll always be alright. Cause if it's love, if it's love, you will know it's a feeling deep in your soul. You will know if it's love. Yeah.
Everybody have a great night. We'll see you next week. Thank you very much.